Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Rob Levin is our guest, our good friend, 12-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO, editor-in-chief of RSL Media. And he was the founder also of a great publication, New York Enterprise Report, that we watched him build and then divest of. He's been, as I say, a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, and one of the smartest guys I know. Rob Levin, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim, and happy birthday. Happy 20th birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, but
it's amazing, isn't it? Hey, Rob, when I started my small business, I had to come up with some different ways of looking at my business. I used to get really angry at my business because it wasn't making me a living. And in the way back in the early days. And then all of a sudden I realized that it wasn't my business's fault that its owner didn't capitalize it properly. And so I had to stop being mad at my business, right? And I wonder, you know, there are other ways that entrepreneurs have to look at their businesses. And one of the things that you and I were talking about on the break that I wanted to talk about a little bit is just because the calendar says you work off of the calendar, January 1, December 31st, just because taxes are done that way and many businesses have that cycle, that doesn't mean that when you're out there in the marketplace, that doesn't mean that your business is going to begin and end that way. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. I think you bring up a lot of interesting points with that statement, in terms of not capitalizing properly. The biggest thing I've seen, and as you know, I not only know a lot of businesses, but I've worked with a bunch too. The biggest thing that I've seen in that respect is that companies, first of all, they don't necessarily pay attention to how people buy. So one of the things, going back to when I had the magazine, when I started, I had to catch up. I was really behind the eight ball. Why? Because when I started, I didn't really understand how my buyers bought. In this case, my buyers were advertisers.
Right.
I didn't understand the process. I didn't understand how long it took. Right. Then, of course, I didn't understand how long, especially when you sell to ad agencies, how long it takes to get paid.
Right.
And so you have to start out with enough capital. I mean, these days, I think you could start a business with less capital or run a business with less capital than ever before. That said, you do have to make sure you have enough capital so you can invest properly in employees, in marketing.
And you got to finance your receivables.
you got to watch your cash flow. You got to have enough money for cash flow. It's really, really critical. You can be as profitable as hell, but if you got 3-4 months of your sales tied up in receivables, that's a problem.
In fact, you could be such a good salesperson that you can succeed yourself right out of business.
That's right. If your sales are going through the roof, so are your receivables, and yet your costs usually have to be paid within 14 days in the case of most employees, or 30 days in the case of most of your payables.
But one of the things though that I want to make sure that we cover in this segment is this idea of timing, not so much finance, but timing. We can talk about finance in the next segment if you want to, but I want to talk about the timing thing. When I was in sales full time, when I worked for someone else, carried their kit bag. I always played the long game. I always felt like I was in it for the long haul. And so even though I pushed really hard to close by the end of the year, because there might be some bonuses involved, if it was obvious that the customer wasn't going to close in December, I backed off and said, you know what, that'll be great January business. And so, and consequently, I remember when I worked for Xerox for like six years, I only had 3 good years. I had 3 years that weren't so great. But when you put all six of them together, they were award-winning President's Club activity. But it wasn't because I wasn't good those other years. It was because my company was on a different cycle from my customers. But if you look back at it the wrong way, you'd think, well, heck, Blasting Game, you didn't work those 3 years? But that wasn't the case.
Right, right. Yeah, I think there's a much bigger and better acceptance these days to understand that if you really use what I would call used car salesman tactics and you're trying to make your priorities your customer's priorities, you might win the short game. You're definitely going to lose.
That's a loser.
And people are, I think, less people buy that way than they used to. Less people want that pressure. You know, so that's a really big.
There's no question about it. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to get Rob to weigh in on some more of this after this break. Folks, you know, are you beating yourself up? Maybe you shouldn't be. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasting here. Stay with us.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.